And being found in the likeness of a man, what he did humble himself and came obedient unto death, even what? The death of the cross. Wherefore, look what God did. Wherefore, God, who did it?
God.
God. I want you to hear this now. Also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Giving him a name which is above every name. The Lord spoke this to me. I'm going to read it to you. And this is what he said. Ephesians, don't, you can just jot this down. Y'all don't have to turn there, but I just want to make a point right here, and right here, and I'm going back to where we are. We're not leaving there. Ephesians 1:20 said, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and did what? Set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, right? Far above, far above, far above, not barely, far above all principalities, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. And hear what the Lord said when I read that. He said, if it has a name, you can talk to it. And it obey you. He said, if it has a name. See, people are afraid of COVID-19, but I ain't never been afraid of it. Because I got a name that's far above COVID-19, Yobi-19, and Yobi-25, and anything else. God didn't call me to live in fear. Will you be attacked? Yeah. But what do? I attack back. Because I know the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So the peoples in this world, they treating COVID-19 like it became the God. And they tell you to do all these things, and that's putting fear into you. You listen to it. You're secure if you do this and you do that. I'm secure when I obey God. When I trust him. We quote the scripture, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Yeah. Are you doing that? Yeah. Then you have no fear. So if it has a name, I can talk to it and tell it what to do because Jesus is Lord. God has given him a name that is above what? Every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee, not some, every knee should bow. Where? Things in heaven, things on this earth. Where did COVID-19 happen? Things on the earth. And even the things under the earth. It's right here, isn't it? Not only that it bowed, but every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that right? Amen. He has given us his word. Which is himself. I'm going to say that again. He had given us his word, which is himself. Which, that is himself. So he had given us himself. Anybody joined to the Lord, Satan can't join himself to the Lord and separate you from the Lord. So he bring all these lies to afflict you in your mind, to afflict you in your body, to afflict you in your finances, to afflict you in your relationships. He bring all these lies telling you what God won't do, and God had given you a blood sworn covenant. Before I lie to you, Abraham, I will destroy myself. Now, what a covenant. Listen to these words. There's a treasure on the inside of you just waiting to be discovered. We've caught glimpses of it here and there, but there's a treasure in you. I have given you everything that I am. You have access to the throne of grace to come anytime you want to. I want you to say, I want you to say about yourself what I have said about you. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I am a man that is full of wisdom, a woman, a person. I am rich, I'm wealthy, and I'm healthy. I see into the realm of the Spirit by the Holy Spirit that lives in me. I know things ahead of time because he shows them to me. I believe right, therefore I talk right. I have what I say. Jesus said that I could. So I say about my finances what he has said. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm never lacking. I never come up short. Wealth and riches are in my house. And what I put my hands to do shall prosper. I say that I am healthy. I say that I'm a healthy person. I walk in divine health. And the number of my days I will fulfill. I want to go over that again. Don't let the devil talk you off this earth before your time. Say it again. Don't you allow him to talk you off this earth before your time. He said, the number of your days, the number of my days, he will fulfill. God, through Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, has given me abundant life. For he has said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Y'all can go ahead and put that one up. You can catch up with me. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Letting you know, you're going to have some time that you need. You're going to need some help because you don't quite know what to say. You don't quite know what to do. But grace, 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 I said. Hallelujah. 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 So come boldly. Don't crawl in. Well, come in like a beggar. Come in like a son. Come in like a daughter. Come in like an heir. You have a right to be there. Hallelujah. I said, you have a right to be there. He's waiting on you to come in there. That's your place, to come in where the Father is providing, residing, should I say. And he told you to come. You're his child. You belong to him. He told you, I'll take care of you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake. I never will forsake you. Hallelujah.